Welcome to Influencer Insights, episode 35. Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/theinfluencerpodcast to be a part of this wonderful community. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business. Last month, I was invited to Tampa, Florida, where I was the featured speaker for a national company conference. It was an arena full of 10,000 women, the largest group I've ever spoken in front of to date. Y'all, that is a lot of humans, an entire Bruno Mars-sized arena full of humans. I could have easily let my fears get the best of me, but I took the stage and I learned so much from that day. The amazing just energy that that company instills with all of the incredible women who work with that company was truly infectious. I loved their excitement. I loved their joy. I loved their drive. I loved their passion. And I was able to really feed off of that. It was a beautiful day in Tampa, Florida, obviously, a little bit humid, but nice and warm on that January day. As I was walking to the arena, it just kind of really felt good. I really felt great, really stepping into what that invitation of what that day was going to be. And since the event, I've been getting a ton of questions about how to book and prepare for speaking events, which I want to talk about today. So when it comes to booking these events, it's really all about showing up consistently and showing what you can do without immediate expectations. Now, as you guys know, I have been doing this for a few years now, consistently, each and every day, showing up, sharing my work, sharing what I do, and sharing how I can serve. It takes time to build up any kind of reputation and become known as an expert in any field, but you have to start somewhere and you have to start at some time, right? So take this podcast, for example. I've been recording and showing up every week for almost 2 years, and someone who works at the company called It Works happens to listen and referred me to be their featured speaker for their annual conference. So that's how I got booked in this case, by consistently showing up, sharing my content and what I know on this podcast each and every week. So if booking speaking engagements is something that you aspire to do in your career, then I definitely encourage you to do so. And I definitely encourage you to start getting consistent in whatever it is that you're doing today, so those people out there can know that you are there and that you're ready to show up and speak. And if you want to grow your influence, then keeping these five prep tips in your back pocket to help you get there will help you feel confident and ready every time you step into that speaker spotlight. So let's go into those now. Prep tip number one, let people know that you want to and can speak. So if you want to book speaking engagements, you need to have a solidified platform that shows people that you're comfortable in that spotlight and in that form. This might be a speaking press deck, a press kit, a YouTube reel, an actual YouTube platform, of course, a podcast platform, anything that lets you show off your speaking prowess and really what you would like to talk about. It's like pitching a guest article, right? The publishing platform is going to want to see some of your writing samples before they agree to anything. The same thing goes for speaking events. The event organizers are going to want to see or hear you speak in some capacity so that they A, know that you can do it, and B, know what kind of content you like to speak about and kind of where your genius is at, C, know that you're what they're looking for, and D, that you actually want to do it. Prep tip number two, get questions answered up front so that you can prepare. So once you're booked for a speaking event, you want to schedule calls with the brand or company to get a good understanding of their goals, their expectations, and their challenges. Come to those calls prepared with questions like these. What's the audience size? How long will I be on stage? Do I need to prep a speech or will it be more of an interview Q&A style? Are you going to have a keynote for me or is it going to be more conversational? How long am I prepared to be there? Are there going to be any behind the scenes meet and greets or anything else that I'm going to need to prepare for? By getting answers to these questions well beforehand, you can come to the event prepared and really ready to show up and shine in the best way that you can. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Prep tip number 3, do your own research. Okay, so after you talk to the company or brand, you should have a good understanding of where they're coming from, their expectations, and what you need to do in order to prepare with that in mind. But there's still more to it. Now, the next step to do is your own research on the company, their brand, their mission, their passions, their focus, and most importantly, their audience. That's right. You gotta know who you're talking to when you go to these things, right? You gotta make sure that what the way that you speak and how you speak is going to be in a capacity that their audience can consume, retain, and really get great feedback from. So no matter what kind of speaking engagement it is, you've got to know your audience. You've got to be super clear on who will be in that audience when you walk onto the stage, and really so you can show up and speak their language and really meet them where they are so that you can serve them the best. So while you do your research, you want to ask the event organizers questions like, what is the age range of the audience? Are they male or female? Are they both? What regions of the country or the world are they coming from? What are their challenges and frustrations? What are they hoping to get out of a speaker? If I could wave a magic wand and give them one massive takeaway that they're going to love, what do you think that would be? What do they need the most help with? What are they most excited about? So when you know the answers to these important questions, you can more accurately gauge how you can be a solution provider for that audience when you get there. Prep tip number 4, if you're allowed to, prepare some kind of opt-in or freebie. So the point of this is to really be able to give that audience something that they can sign up for during or after the event so you can capture their information and kind of take it with you. This allows you, the speaker, to really cultivate a relationship with that audience that you just spoke to after you leave the stage. In my opinion, the best way to do this is through your newsletter, which means you need to get this audience on your newsletter in some way, shape, or form. So at the It Works event, for example, what I did is I invited the audience that was listening live and in person to go to juliesolomon.net/growth to download this guide that's all about attracting your ideal audience, because that is what we were talking about in that moment. They wanted to figure out how to attract more of their ideal customers. customer an ideal audience, and this freebie would help them do that. So this is also my go-to link that I share anytime anyone wants to get clear about who they're talking to, who their ideal customer audience is. I'm a firm believer that knowing your audience is crucial to growing any type of sustainable business, and I knew that this audience specifically really needed help with that. So by sharing this link live and on stage, I was able to invite those people to this. I was able to give them a free resource that they could use if they choose immediately. And I was also getting them into my newsletter community so I could cultivate a relationship with them after the fact. Now, if you find yourself prepping for a speaking engagement, make sure you have something like this that you can offer to kind of keep that conversation going well after the event is over. Now, this is something that you may want to discuss with the conference organizers during your prepping because you want to make sure that you can offer something like this, whether it's a free coaching session, a downloadable, a freebie, anything that's really going to benefit their audience. Prep tip number 5, work on your own internal dialogue, beliefs, and confidence levels. Okay, guys, so this is a big one. And it's totally okay and normal to feel nervous walking onto a stage in front of hundreds or thousands of people. But just remember that that someone in that audience, they need that change that you have been brought to give them. Even if you only impact one person, know that you could be the catalyst that changes their life for the better. And guys, that is huge. Really being confident and knowing that you are precisely where you need to be in that moment. Someone, perhaps everyone in the audience needs to hear exactly what you have to say. Your experiences and ideas are valuable and unique and uncopyable. So share them with confidence and pride. Get yourself fired up to serve, have fun, and breathe deeply. That one is huge. Do not forget to breathe deeply. Always remember to have gratitude for your opportunities. Know that you are that catalyst, that bright shining light, that you are enough, and you have been chosen to be there for a reason, and those people need you to show up and take up space. By not believing in yourself, by psyching yourself out, or not thinking that you're not good enough to be there, you're actually stealing from those who need you the most. So remember that. Speaking happens in your head. Your mindset is everything, which is why the most important thing you can prepare for is that internal dialogue. So talk yourself up into the confidence that you need to really show up and shine. You got to feel it in your bones and you're meant to be there and it is a part of your service. So you have to remember that. Now, of course, it's going to kind of feel a little nerve-wracking when you're waiting behind the scenes, they're calling out your name, everyone's cheering, it's great, but use that as a source of light, warmth, and energy to get you out there and show up as your best self. So before we wrap this up, I wanted to make sure to take these 5 prep tips and give them to you in a free downloadable so you can refer back to them before you go after speaking at your next big event. So if you want these 5 steps to keep with you, head over to juliesolomon.net/II35. Again, that's juliesolomon.net/II35. Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jules Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started
earn more and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.